Good morning, Parker.
Good morning.
Now, I got to warn you, Parker, you're a little late, and we're going to run into Simon Pegg, so you guys may be on the phone at the same time at some point.
Okay.
Now, Parker is in a film called The Irrational Man. It's in select cities. It's directed by Woody Allen. It stars Joaquin Phoenix and Emma Stone and, of course, Parker Posey. Tell us a little bit about working with Woody Allen.
It was amazing. It's like working with the master. He's made a movie every year for 40 years. He kind of started this form, this way of making movies. You know, he's a true auteur. He's funny and he's deep and he's original. And he, you know, wrote material for himself in the 60s and 70s, and he was a comic and he's one of the, you know, the last men standing. So it was really cool to see, you know, to be around that energy and to trust his way of working, which is very fast.
Yeah.
But so you kind of expected to get everything in one take, and it creates a lot of energy and focus. There's not a lot of dilly-dallying.
I'm a fan of Joaquin Phoenix, and his work in Gladiator was fantastic. Did you like working with him?
Yeah, I loved working with him.
And if you didn't, would you say it?
He's original too, you know? I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, and if you didn't, would you say it?
And before we go any further,
You would know.
Yeah. Parker, we're going to welcome in Simon Pegg to the mix. Simon, good morning.
Good morning to you.
We are also on the phone with Parker Posey. She ran late, and so we're talking to her about her new film. But you, along with being Shaun of the Dead, one of the frickin' greatest movies of all time.
Oh, bless your heart.
No, it's true. I mean, that was the first zombie comedy film I ever saw.
It was right up there with Waiting for Godman.
Made with love. You know, we were massive fans of zombie films, and it was, people always say, call it a parody, when it was never supposed to be a parody of zombie films, you know.
Simon, say good morning to Parker.
Hi, Parker.
They pulled her? Parker, are you there?
Who's playing the piano?
I don't know, but I love this. Parker's
hi,
late.
I just got lost.
Oh,
hi, Parker. Yay. Okay, Simon.
Yeah, I'm a zombie.
All right, now,
I'm a zombie now, everyone.
Simon, you are in this Mission Impossible film, and I got to tell you, I've said this on the air many occasions, and God knows Tom has taken a beating with this, his private beliefs, but I am a huge fan of his, and I am a sucker for Mission Impossible movies. Tell me I'm going to love this.
I think you will. I think if it's got everything that kind of, you know, we've come to expect from the Mission Impossible films. It's crazy stunts. It's really propulsive and exciting stuff, and it's also got a great sense of fun. It's very lighthearted. It doesn't go for this whole sort of dark, gritty thing. It's not a Bourne movie. You know, it's a kind of, it's a fun, exotic places, funny gadgets kind of spy film, and it's a joy to be part of it.
If you just joined us, we're on the phone with two different actors promoting two different projects. Simon is doing Mission Impossible. Parker is promoting Irrational Man. Is the movie going to open up, Parker, wide at some point? Because right now it's select cities.
Yeah, I think it opens wide August 31st. Yeah, that's what I just heard.
Now, Simon,
July 31st, you said? It opens there July 31st, I think.
Now, Simon,
sorry.
I know for a fact when I ask this question what the answer is going to be, because everybody who works with Tom Cruise talks about how dedicated he was. He's the first to arrive, the last to leave. What did you think of it?
I'll tell you in a sec, but can I just say, Parker Posey, I think you're amazing. I've been a huge fan.
I think you're
forever,
amazing, too.
Like,
let's do something together.
Days of Confused and everything you've done with Chris
Thank
Guest
you.
And stuff. I just think you're awesome. Can I just say that?
Thank
Please
you.
Please say that. We love
All
it.
Right. Okay, good. Okay, Tom Cruise. He is a thorough professional, an amazing guy. It's an interesting experience to work with him because he is a very particular kind of movie actor. He's probably one of a kind, really. But at the heart of all that craziness you hear about him and sort of, you know, hearsay and conjecture and speculation, he's you know, he's just a person. And it's very interesting to kind of, like, get through all that nonsense and actually spend a bit of time with him. He's a lot less complex than I think people think he is. And you always know if you're going to do a movie with him, it's going to be a bit of a thrill ride. So, you know, I've got a lot of love for the man.
I can't decide whose voice I love more.
Simon Parker.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Now, Parker, it says you got your start in soap opera As the World Turns. Was that a good learning experience for you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I had to learn lots of dialogue and then turn on the tears and the drama and also say things that didn't really make sense. I had lots of exposition. I had to explain. I had to keep up with names of characters that I didn't know. I had to walk on plastic grass and sit on rocks made of plaster and look meaningful into my co-star's eyes, who just woke up from a nap, so they're only shooting on one side of his face. But I was really taken aback by the acting on that. You know, the woman who played my Aunt Barbara, Colleen Zenk, like in the morning, she's like, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, like, she's got a full face of tears during the scene. I would freak out. Like, I really like the form. I love soap opera. I wish it was still going on because I'd like to do it again.
Hey, Parker, my name's Gina Grad. I'm such a fangirl. This is so exciting that you're on the phone with us. So thank you. Party Girl, House of Yes, I adapted as a one-act play in college. I mean, I'm a huge fan. And I have to ask
that's
you.
So cool.
This is great. I have to ask you something you've probably been asked 1,000 times, but between all the Christopher Guest movies, Waiting for Guffman, Best in Show, Mighty Wind, For Your Consideration, do you have a favorite character that you played in one of those movies? What was your favorite?
I don't know. I mean, I think Waiting for Guffman and Libby May Brown probably stands out the most because I didn't know what I was doing, and the form was just kind of was being created right then and there for me. I remember sitting in the van with Chris after we wrapped, and it was just flooded with tears. I was like losing a family, you know. Like, I loved Corky St. Clair so much, and that I wouldn't be able to see him again really moved me. So there's just so much heart and humor and in that film, and it just touches me. I really enjoyed that.
Whenever I have a phone call with someone I don't like now, I like to hang up by saying, "I hate you and your ass face."
if you just joined us,
you're not people.
If you just joined us, we're talking with Parker Posey and Simon Pegg. Their interviews ran into each other. They're both promoting different projects: Mission Impossible for Simon, Irrational Man for Parker. Simon, a question as a writer. When you were going to sit down and write a comedy script, or let me take that back, a script, how far do you know where the script is going to go, or do you just hope it goes well?
It depends, really. I mean, when I wrote Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz and The World's End with Edgar, we were very meticulous about that process. You know, when you watch the films like Guffman and Best in Show, there's a wonderful kind of loose improvisational quality to them, which makes them just so amazing to watch. You know, there's something, obviously, has a documentary realism to it, which I find beguiling. Edgar and me, when we write, we're just a little bit more like, you know, I think Raising Arizona was a real touchstone for me and Edgar in terms of how it's incredibly structured and everything sort of rhymes with each other and it moves along. So it's a kind of different way of doing it, I guess, to those films, but they all have such merit, you know what I mean? You only have to watch Chris Guest's ensemble pieces to see that. It's a different way of writing, I suppose. I mean, what's the writing process with those films, Parker? Is it kind of, do you just sort of turn up and play?
She's not on the line.
They pulled her. Yeah, they do that. Too bad, too, because I think Simon has really enjoyed it. Yeah. Simon, I know that we're going to lose you in a second, so I want to do the island questions, and we'll have some fun, and then I'll hit the movie again, which, by the way, I'm going to see it this weekend. I can't wait. I'm pumped for Mission Impossible. All right, you're going to go live on a deserted island, Simon.
Yeah.
Now, while you're there, you can take one kind of candy bar. What will it be?
Snickers.
Yeah, ooh, good answer.
It really satisfies.
You can take one kind of food. What will it be?
Pizza.
We get that popular. A lot. That's very good. You can take one album. What will it be?
Revolver by the Beatles.
One movie. What will it be?
Raising Arizona, the Coen Brothers.
Nice.
You can take, for conversation's sake, one person, dead or alive, to talk to. Who will it be?
Nick Frost, my friend and partner.
For sexual gratification, dead or alive, and it can't be your current mate, who will it be?
Okay, my wife isn't listening, so I will say Carrie Fisher, 1977.
I love he put now
the date.
Is she going to be in costume? Out of interest,
I might ask her to bring a few variations. Yeah.
Sure. A couple of gold bikinis.
Simon,
yeah, obviously that one, of course.
Simon,
like no outfit as well. More to take off.
Listen, Simon, I am a big fan of yours because you're the whole package. You not only are a comedian and very funny, you're a writer, you're a talented actor, and I really enjoy your work at every turn. And I want you one day when you're in LA and you've got some time, come up here and sit down and let's really spend some quality time having fun on the radio.
That would be awesome. I'd love to do that. Let's make a date.
Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation, opens July 31st. And the one thing that I guarantee you're going to learn between now and then, and you're not going to hear it from me, Tom Cruise does all his own stunts in this movie. Simon, you're the best. Please do me a favor and keep writing the smaller movies that you in. Because Shaun of the Dead was a little bitty movie, but I'd never seen anything like it. So original, that film. Please keep doing that. Simon, the best to you. Love your work, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, boss. Take care. Bye.
See you soon.
Bye. You want to grab a knee? You okay?
I only take a knee when it's falling apart. That was great.
No, that was awesome.
I loved that.